This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Hollywood actors are set to strike starting at midnight Pacific time. Their union, the Screen Actors Guild, could not reach a contract deal with the studios and streamers. The sticking points include pay, residuals, and the use of artificial intelligence. More from KCBS-TV's Tom Waite.
The walkout affects actors from TV and film productions who will not be able to promote their films. The group representing studios and streaming services said in a statement, "We are deeply disappointed that SAG-AFTRA has decided to walk away from negotiations. This is the union's choice, not ours," adding the move will deepen the financial hardship for thousands who depend on the industry. Tom Waite, CBS News, Los Angeles.
More than a third of Americans are under extreme heat advisories, watches, and warnings as a heat wave lingers across the Southwest and California. Health officials are urging people to recognize the warning signs of heat illness. KOVR-TV's Tori Apodaca in Sacramento.
Medical Director of Cardiac Services for Kaiser Permanente, Dr. Howard Dinn, says heat-related illnesses are often underreported.
This is somewhere between 20 to 61% of patients with heat stroke may actually suffer major consequences, including death.
People with chronic conditions are most at risk.
Guinness World Records says it is the whitest paint in the world. CBS's Christopher Cruz has spoken with the professor who developed it.
Purdue University professor of mechanical engineering, Shuling Ron, says white paints developed since the 1970s typically reflect 80 to 90% of the sun's rays. His paint reflects 98%.
So that's a factor of a 5 to 10 times reduction.
Ron says the paint could help slow the warming of the Earth's surface.
Federal health officials approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill called O-Pill. CBS's Janet Shamlian has more.
The pills will be available beyond pharmacies, grocery stores, convenience stores, even online. The FDA says they will be available to anyone of reproductive age without parental approval.
The Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into jail conditions in Georgia's most populous county. CBS's Jim Crisula with more.
Federal authorities will look into reports of widespread violence, filthy conditions, and excessive use of force by officers at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. They will also look at living conditions and access to medical and mental health care.
Now for something utterly different. The search is on for a sea otter that has been harassing surfers and kayakers off the coast of Santa Cruz, California. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the 5-year-old female otter has shown aggression toward people for several weeks and poses a public safety risk. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I
want to
go outside, I want
to
be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. Discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Go to civicmedia.us.
That's so cool. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
I cannot not laugh when you do
it's
that.
It's easier to remember.
I know, it's just party.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Well, the Rainbowland national story that is taking place right here in Waukesha concluded another chapter, not the book, but a chapter yesterday after a very long day, because I was checking in with people that I knew were at the rally, who were at the hearing. But after a very long day, the Waukesha School Board has decided 9-0 to fire Melissa Temple. And this is not the end of the story, because there's already Washington Post articles. There's already going to be more national coverage because this was and has been such a national story since Melissa's initial tweet about it that went viral. And there's also now going to be lawsuits, because there's a lot of things at there's a lot of layers to this story that I'm going to spend most of the first hour today tackling, but would also love to hear from you, because this is obviously a very hot button issue that people have a lot of feelings on, and would love to hear from you as far as how you're feeling about it. That not only just Melissa's story, but these things that are happening across the state with safe space signs and banning books. And yesterday there was another anti-trans sports bill that was introduced in the state of Wisconsin. And I guess there's a lot of layers to this. My biggest frustration right now is, how does any of this help the biggest problem that's really affecting everyone, which is a teacher shortage and learning loss? I don't see any evidence. And I know some people on the side of, we need to get rid of safe space signs, we need to get rid of any kind of, you know, LGBTQ plus rainbow, Black Lives Matter signs, all of those different things, because those are the distractions that are keeping people from learning about science and math and the curriculum. Show me any evidence that that's true. That we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. And that for children who spend 8 hours, sometimes more if they stay after school, of their day with their classmates and their teachers and the school administration, that they spend a huge, huge portion of their childhood in our schools where their identity is getting developed and they're figuring out who they are, and it's more things than just school, that having more comprehensive conversations around inclusivity and empathy along with actual curriculum is not beneficial to their development. But also how any of this is helping keeping people, keeping teachers in their jobs and making up for the learning loss that happened during COVID. Because those, I feel like, should be everyone's priority versus these fringe cases of kids who are already in the stark minority and we're making rules and sometimes even laws for one, three, five kids at any given school and singling them out in already... And they're as they already are such a small minority. Tell me how that helps every other kid. 844-967-2789. 844-96. What is it, Greg?
Party.
You weren't ready for that.
Sorry.
Would love to hear you. Do we have a call already?
We have a call already.
Who are we talking to?
Tom from LA.
Tom from LA. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you. First off, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I would really ask a favor of you, and that is to play the whole Rainbow Land song, because I only think half the people out there that are actually against this idea of this song have ever even heard it. And the thing is, all it's doing is telling people to love one another.
I know.
Like Dolly Parton would do. But I think people just hear it on the news that it's an LGBTQ song. I mean, I understand. I'm glad that, you know, maybe our community has taken over the rainbow, but I thought it belonged to everybody. Because that is actually what all the rainbow is a lot of different colors of all different people. And I also would like to know where the hell, and maybe it's because of Scott Walker and Act 10, but where's the union? Where's the union fighting for this teacher that has been fired for this song? But I really, more than anything else, I would really love it. And maybe other callers will call in too, because they probably have never even heard it. Just play the song through once and you'll be like, wow, sounds to me like a pretty
uplifting,
kind of, at least a Jesus I knew, kind of Christian song.
I know. I know. I was going to read the lyrics, but I think we do have the whole song. Greg, look how long the whole song is so we can leave enough time either at the...
It's about 4 minutes.
Oh, maybe not the whole song.
We're going to use it. Tom, we're going to be using it as intro and outro music too, but yeah, I don't disagree with you, Tom.
I don't disagree with you at all, because I tweeted that out last night. This is the opening verse. Living in a rainbow land where everything goes as planned. And I smile because I know if we try, we could really make a difference in this world. I won't give up. I'll sleep a wink. It's the only thought I think. You know where I stand. I believe we can start living in a rainbow land. That's how it opens.
That's Dolly Parton. That's everything she's ever saying.
Yeah.
So scary.
And apparently they're now claiming that it wasn't the lyrics of the song. It wasn't the rainbow ideology, and this is the first time that I'm hearing this as the reports this morning. They're saying that the reason that they didn't want to do, they said that the music teacher couldn't do that song is because of Miley Cyrus specifically having inappropriate things in her past, and that maybe
the godchild of Dolly Parton,
the first graders may Google who Miley Cyrus is and see images that pop up of her twerking a decade ago, because it was a while ago.
Well, that was on. Yeah. Wasn't that on the MTV Awards and on national TV? So I'm sure that they probably saw that.
They weren't even born yet.
Anyway,
I'm pretty sure first graders when she twerked on Robin Thicke. I'm pretty sure that was circa like 2013.
Exactly. We're just going down nostalgia hole here.
Because I remember when it happened, I was like, Miley.
I'd rather my kid listen to a Miley Cyrus song than a Robin Thicke song, but okay.
Fair. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. And you know, and some of this is, and this is my question, and I was trying to get one of our friends, one of our legal eagle friends, either Jim Santel or Maggie Dawn, to come on and talk about some of the legal aspects of this, because I am
not a lawyer, but big shock, they are lawyers, and so they were busy this morning. They had either court or meetings, but maybe we'll come back to it tomorrow. Or if you are a lawyer and know more about this case, because my question is where this goes from now feels like it is a constitutional rights, First Amendment case at this point, as far as on her own time, on her own Twitter account, she chose to bring to light the fact that this song had been vetoed, basically. And under the controversial policy, what is it called? Greg, you looked this up earlier this morning. But they have a policy in place in the Waukesha School District as far as like controversial issues. And the fact that she broke school policy by tweeting about this. And what I don't know is, because when you think about people who do things outside of their work and go viral, and I'm thinking more in the situations of someone who does something incredibly racist and it's caught on camera, like the bird watching man from a couple years ago, who the woman started fake crying and said that she called the police, and said there's a black man who was like yelling at her. She ended up getting fired from her job. Now, obviously, what she was doing in Central Park that day had nothing to do with her job. But like, it as a private company, it was within their rights to fire her. And this has happened to multiple people who have done very bad things and gone viral on camera, that outside of their work, when they do things that gets unwanted attention, it's within the right of the company to fire them. Now, this gets so much more complicated because it's a public school. There are contracts. As Tom said, there is a union. And so I don't know where the protections of her First Amendment rights cover her versus the application of her contract and what she can and cannot do based on the contract she signs with the school district. And again, if you are a lawyer, I would love to hear more about that, because I think that's the next chapter of this, is where this is going to go, at least in this specific case of her First Amendment rights, and whether or not the school district is even in bounds to fire her over this. Granted, I don't know why we don't keep working for this. The school board, like, I feel like it'd be a very contentious work environment going back next year. But I do applaud her in, no matter what, not backing down. I mean, whether you agree with her or not, it takes a lot of courage and guts to stick to your guns as far as not, you know, setting the tweet in the first place, but also continuing to say, and I think she said yesterday, someone asked her after the ruling came down, do you regret anything or would you change anything you did? And she said, no. So, all right, well, we're going to take a break. We would love to hear from you on your thoughts on the most recent chapter of the Rainbow Land saga, 844-967-2789. When we come back, I also want to talk about just in the last month, some of the headlines I've grabbed when it comes to schools. So we will keep doing that after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered storms overnight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows around 63, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, high temperatures reach up to 87. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows around 65, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Match Point Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Do not hang up. Taking order. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, my question, Matt, would be, what kind of citizens would vote for these eccentric mega congressmen and so forth? And, you know, they're so over the top, and their support of Russia. I mean, you know, Putin is no friend of ours. Never has he hoodwinked a couple of previous presidents in what his goals were. And so I don't know. It's like a plague or a sickness within our country that, it started out with the Tea Party people and then of course the election of Trump in 16. So I just don't know. These people make absolutely no sense of it are. And like you say, they're not patriots of the United States. They're protagonists. So I don't know. I can't understand it. I just don't know.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And I have a couple of thoughts, and then we go to the next caller. But it's a good call, because I want to say this. Historically, you know, in the 1930s, when Hitler was gearing up to commit his genocide, there were Bund groups here in the United States who would meet and drill and all that kind of stuff. When we actually went to war, everybody got behind the war effort. But you have that kind of sentiment. And I want to repeat again, you know, when Gates says we should bring Russia into NATO, we talked about that in 93, but that's when we had people like Gorbachev and Yeltsin who wanted to be in the EU and NATO, and there were preliminary talks. Germany right now is in the EU and NATO, but we got rid of Hitler. Hitler wasn't Germany. We got rid of Hitler. When we had those talks back in the 90s with Gorbachev and Yeltsin, they'd gotten rid of Stalin and some of the worst commie bosses. We weren't going to do anything with them while Stalin or the commie bosses were in. And right now, what Gates is saying is not what I've just described. What he's saying is bring Putin in. He's pro-Putin. And I agree with you. We're talking about 30, roughly, House seats. Who is voting for these people? And even if they're Republicans, let me just leave it at this and we'll go to the next caller. Okay, they're Republicans. Aren't there other Republicans who will run against them in primaries who can be very conservative, but say, I'm for America. I'm for promoting our flag officers. If this thing goes through a committee, 50 some odd to one, I'm going to vote for that bill. Where are these people? Thanks an awful lot for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, eh, Dick?
Man, I bet you they're against this as well.
By 2025, the Chinese are going to have some 400 plus hulls in the ocean. And now we're proposing something with the Japanese, our allies, whereby we could work on our fleets there so that they're in the area and can stay there and don't come back here and stay, you know, in the mix much longer, as I read the article. And you know they'll oppose this, and it would only make us stronger against China to have that presence. And it would also, from what I read in the article, free up us back here to build more ships if we could maintain them actually over there in that theater. But no, they, you know, they'll be against anything with an ally like Japan to do that.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I did read that. And you know something, I want to build on what you just said. When I was in the Navy back in 1970, the mantra in the Navy was we need a 400 ship Navy. That was back, that was 53 years ago. We fell under 300 for a while. And if you haven't been in the Navy, you may think, well, so what? Well, I'll tell you what, so what? When countries see a Navy ship pull into port or sailing among their commercial fleet, it's a very, very important statement of our projection of military strength. But our military strength is not the core strength of our country. The core strength of our country are its values, its constitution, this commitment to democracy. That results in a form of enlightened capitalism of prosperity. And they see us all around. When they start not seeing us around, that's a problem. And the other thing I'm going to tell you, the impact on a marriage. If you don't have enough ships, you'll be off on an 8 or 9 month cruise. If you have enough ships, you'll be off on a 5 or 6 month cruise. You may say, so what? Well, let me tell you something. It's a very bad strain on a marriage to be away 8 or 9 months and to not see your kids and all of that. That's a very, very bad strain. And if your career, you're seeing it every couple of years. It's not right. It's not right what we're doing. So thank you very much for that call. Bob and Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Yeah, Prigozhin, the, you know, the guy that almost had a coup going on Putin. I think the mainstream media has got it wrong on that. I think Putin downgraded it to mutiny, then met with him 5 days later. I think he's just too valuable. You know, he's the one that got Trump elected. In fact, he's indicted by America for for his efforts, and he's all over Africa and bringing in money and gold from the Central African Republic and things like that. I think he's just too valuable to not have Putin make a deal with him and bring the old-time St. Petersburg buddy back in the fold. What do you
think? Well, that's an interesting perspective. Let me tell you another perspective that's circulating in Washington now, and it came out through an army general. There are people in our government who think that Prigozhin is dead or that he's in prison. I do not believe that Putin is a guy who forgives or somehow thinks, okay, you know, I still need this guy. The minute he had the upper hand, that thing in St. Petersburg, nobody saw Prigozhin there. That was just announced by the Kremlin. The Kremlin lies through its teeth all the time. So stand by. We'll find out one way or the other. But there are a lot of people who think that Prigozhin has been killed or he's in prison about to be killed. And Putin is Hitler Jr. and Putin has got to go. And I mean, pass away, because if he doesn't, we're going to have more trouble continuously. We go to a break. I see you in the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Beep, 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 yeah.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hollywood actors are joining Hollywood writers on the picket line. It's the first time since 1960 both unions are out at the same time. Actress Fran Drescher is president of the Screen Actors Guild.
At some point, you have to say no. We're not going to take this anymore. You people are crazy. What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
It's been over 110 degrees in Phoenix, and for outdoor workers like landscaper Michael Cummings, it can be dangerous.
I handle the heat by just taking a bunch of breaks. Basically, anytime I feel like I'm getting too hot, go ahead and sit down for a minute in the shade. Try not to kill yourself, definitely. Drink plenty of water. That's the main thing right there, drink plenty of water.
The FDA approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill.
So to have this as an option is just beneficial. It's needed, and I think it's necessary.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. UK.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. David, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking that call. Really quickly, Joe Biden mentioned a couple days ago, which was concerning, and I'm sure obviously he didn't do it intentionally, but he slipped by saying that Ukraine is low on the 155 munition shells, and that the United States, instead to kind of transition period, they're going to send these cluster munitions instead, which are not as accurate. But the point being that the U.S. military is having problems, you know, making, keeping up with things. And I'll just put it to you this way. You know, you're just briefly talking about the ships in the Navy. The Navy only has 4 working, actually, military installations, 2 on the East Coast, 2 on the West Coast that can actually fix our ships and subs and what have you. And they're talking about bringing back the one in San Francisco, back in operation, because we have to be able to build, you know, newer ships quickly if we got into a major conflict. And right now, it doesn't sound like we could really, we're just having trouble just producing, you know, artillery shells. So I don't know what your thoughts are if you heard that, but I throw it out there today.
Yeah, David, thanks a lot for calling in. Yeah, let me dig into that a little deeper. What Biden said was that Ukraine, they're doing a great job. There've been something like 200,000. Hold on just a second. I got something going on here. There we go. 200,000 or 250,000 Russian casualties, at least 50,000 of them dead. For 5% of our defense budget, we are essentially waging war on Russia without nuclear weapons. And the Ukrainians are magnificent, and they're the ones doing it for us. Our commitment to Ukraine is moral. It's for democracy. But if you want to look at it in purely analytical terms, you can't do better than expend 5% of your defense budget and achieve this result in hamstringing and crippling Russia, especially their most toxic portion, which is Putin. Obviously, if they ever become a peaceful country again, that would be great. Now, that's number one. Number two, the so-called cluster munitions, we used to call them cluster bombs. You're right that Biden is providing them. I support that 100%. I do not agree that they are less precise. What they do is they scatter shells and scatter shrapnel so that when they hit an area, if you have a concentration of troop positions, it has really lethal effect. It's absolutely the right thing to do. Now, some people object to them because of the civilian casualties. We're giving them to Ukraine to use in their own country against Russia. They're the ones that are going to protect the civilians. Russia has been using cluster bombs now for something like a year. They've been using them already. When Putin says, well, now we'll have to use them, he's already been using them, and he has caused civilian casualties. One of the really difficult things about cluster bombs that ours address is this, is that if they don't go off and they're lying around and kids find them later, they blow up, they can kill civilians. Our fail rate is something like 1.5%. Their fail rate is between 5% and 10%. So in other words, they're inept. They're inept as a society. They're inept as a culture. They're inept militarily. So their use of cluster bombs with a high dud rate, it's called, is inexcusable. Our use of them to give to our allies to use in their own country, think that they can't protect their civilians, they know what they're doing. That's number one. Number two, we're not having difficulties manufacturing shells. And first of all, remember under the National Defense Act, which was passed by Truman during the Korean War, the president could just tell a company, start producing them. I don't care what your business model is. He could go to Ford Motor Company. He could go to General Motors and say, start producing ships. He can do that. He doesn't have to, because unless these Republicans are successful in stopping our defense budget, because there's a profit motive for their doing it. Finally, when we're talking about ship repair, we have repair facilities, as you say, on the East and West Coast. Remember a couple of other things. We have something like 10 aircraft carriers. The Ruskies have one, and it doesn't work. We, right after I got out of the Navy in the Mediterranean, they ran out of water, and our Navy supplied the Russians with water. In Syria, they sailed their aircraft carrier up into the Mediterranean and docked, and then their aircraft were offloaded into Syria and took off by land. They can't launch, they cannot launch a single plane from their single aircraft carrier, which is now in dry dock. The Ruskies, the Chaikoms have two aircraft carriers. They are also inept. Why? Because they're a communist culture, and because there's fraud in their procurement process. And because, you know, if you're the president's brother-in-law, you know, you get the contract, and you skimp on materials. They have no morale. They do not know how an aircraft carrier and an aircraft carrier detachment, one of the most sophisticated military operations in the world, other than our submarine force. And to make an aircraft carrier operation work, launching that many aircraft at night in stormy weather and retrieving them, you think the CHICOMs can do that? Of course, they don't care about who gets killed. I have absolute faith in our military. And David, one thing I want to leave you with, it is absolutely unpatriotic for the Republican Party to threaten to vote against the defense bill. That sends a message to China and Russia that they can get away with things we shouldn't be letting them get away with. Absolutely irresponsible. It's time that the Republican Party reverted to being the party of Reagan and Eisenhower, as we are the party of Franklin Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy. Strong defense, bipartisan. You don't badmouth your own country. These traitors in the Freedom Caucus should be in prison. That's my view of them. Going to the lines. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you.
Quick comment here. It's going to be a little criticism towards these Democratic senators. Of what we really miss, and we sorely need, we need some Democratic senators with a backbone. We need a fellow like a good old Teddy Kennedy. He didn't mince words, and he would have put this communist sympathizer like this Tupperville in his place. So that's my comment, Matt. And hey, I really enjoy your thoughts and your patriotism.
Thank you very much, Jack. I always enjoy your calls. And yeah, I want to second what you said. When I was the chairman of the Democratic Party, you know who our senators were? They were Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson. And our congressmen were Les Aspin. There was Bob Kastenmeier, Dave Obie, Jerry Klitschko, and before that, it was Clem Zablocki and Henry Royce. If a Tommy Tuberville had raised his ugly head in that environment, Teddy Kennedy would be right on him. So would Bill Proxmire. So would Les Aspin, who's the head of the Armed Services Committee. We right now have a Senate where everybody is afraid to publicly criticize any other senator, even if, like Tommy Tuberville, says he's a white supremacist, and he will not approve the promotion, one guy of any flag officer, general or admiral, until he has a whole laundry list. He says it's abortion. His other demand is that the new space center, there already is one in Alabama, but the new one be built in Alabama also instead of Colorado, where it's scheduled to be built. He also is opposed to aid to Ukraine. At what point do you let one senator dictate our foreign policy? That's not right. It's not in the Constitution. It is absolutely not in any statute. It is time for the Democratic senators, because the Republicans are in cahoots with them. Ron Johnson supports him, by the way. But the Democratic senators can say, look, if you have a concern about a single flag appointment, say there's an officer up and you have information he shouldn't become a general and admiral, that's legitimate. We can debate that. But not 650 of them and their chiefs of staff and other officers who will go with them to their new positions and their families. And they're in limbo, and it's demoralizing our military. Army conscript, they're not conscriptions because they're not drafting, but the Army strength that they needed is down 25%. The Marine Corps doesn't have a confirmed commandant. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is not confirmed. This is commie stuff. This is Rusky stuff, CHICOM NORC stuff. It's not American stuff. Tuberville is not an American in the sense of being a patriot. Thank you for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for the topic. The bottom line here, if you're going to go into battle, you need good equipment, the best equipment you can lay your hands on, and most of all, good leadership, because history is littered with countries that failed because they had terrible leadership. Russia right now is showing that. So I don't understand the GOP. If I'm going to go into war, first of all, I want state-of-the-art rifles and whatever else I can lay my hands on. But number one, I want good leadership. I mean, you have to have good leadership. So I don't get this. They're putting us in a bad spot here. So that's all I wanted to say today. And thanks for the topic. I don't get the who the hell the GOP is anymore. I have no clue. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate your calling as always. And I want to move on. And this is something that is related. Several days ago, 21 House right-wing members, in other words, of the Freedom Caucus, which numbers more than 21, 21 of them wrote a letter in writing, a letter to McCarthy. And in it they said, come September 30, we will vote against all government funding for anything unless our demands were met. And the demands that he set out, quote, one, rescind the debt deal that you entered into with Biden and spend less than you've agreed to. And you already agreed to a 1% haircut from previous spending. Roll back spending to 2022. We went through this on the debt deal. And the debt deal was simply to acknowledge what had already been approved. The next one, no support for Ukraine. 21 of them said that they will not support Ukraine. They will not support any more money to Ukraine. There's a September 30 deadline or the government shuts down. What this Republican Party has done for the last umpteen years, go right up to September 29, threaten, posture, and then cave, but stick a knife in whatever they can. They started with a defense bill because that's the biggest bill. It's 89 billion this time. But to keep screwing around like this demoralizes the military. These are 18-year-old kids coming in out of high school. They're excited. They're going to be a Marine, a sailor, an airman. They're going to be in the Coast Guard. They're going to be somebody. They're going to learn stuff. And you see these clowns disrespecting them, these clowns demoralizing them. And there was testimony for the guy who's up to be chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff saying it's having an effect on recruitment. It's having an effect on recruitment. Well, now what the House right-wing nuts, 21 of them anyway, have said, we're not going to vote for anything. The hell with the military. Unless you put a knife in the debt deal you already agreed to, because the debt deal that's done, but they can put a knife in it because there's a promise of spending limits going forward, and they want even less than that and no support for Ukraine. Something's got to give. Obviously, the Democrats are going to have to give some votes, but they can't load it up with a lot of garbage, okay? We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. No, girl, I'm not just stepping stone.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs around 87. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I see a glimmer of good news in the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin. It's a district that can be flipped, the district that my friend Ron Kind held for many years, can be flipped again. This Derek Van Orden, I want to talk about him for a second. He is a piece of work. But there is a candidate who just announced named Rebecca Cook. And I am impressed with her. I think she's spunky. She's a lot on the ball. She grew up in a dairy farm in the 3rd Congressional District. She was a small business owner. And there'll be other candidates getting in, perhaps, in the Democratic primary and some other good ones. I know some of them, so that's all welcome. But at this juncture, Rebecca Cook has announced. Now, here's what's going on in the 3rd Congressional District. This Derek Van Orden ran against Kind and lost. Then Ron retired. He had quite a distinguished career. And I know him well. He's a very good friend. And then Derek Van Orden ran again and just squeaked back in against a very good Democratic candidate, Brad Pav. Here's a little background on Van Orden. First, he's not from the district, but the rules, he doesn't think the rules apply to him. And what do I mean by that? In August of 2021, he tried to bring a fully loaded handgun through a security checkpoint in an airport in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They nabbed him, pled guilty, he was fined, he was given probation. On January 6th, he was in Washington for the insurrection. He used campaign money to pay his way. I didn't donate to him, but if I donated to any candidate and he went to the insurrection on my money, I wouldn't have liked it, frankly. He went to the Capitol. He didn't just sit there and listen to speeches. He claimed that he didn't go in anywhere, but his cell phone data showed that he was in a restricted area. The thing that bugs me about the guy, among everything else, I don't think we need a guy who thinks the rules don't apply to him. But more importantly, suddenly he's trying to surface as a moderate. And this is a joke. If you take a look at what he said during the campaign, what he said early on, and this guy is a Freedom Caucus Republican, supports Tommy Tuberville, supports the whole Republican agenda, hook, line, and sinker, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, Mo Brooks, Matt Gaetz, every one of them. But when he comes home in Wisconsin, he knows that that ain't going to fly over there. That ain't going to fly in the 3rd Congressional District. I remember very well when Jimmy Carter ran for president in a primary in 1976. And I met Jimmy Carter, I met Rosalynn. I met Chip, his son, and they were all very fine people. And everybody thought Jimmy Carter wouldn't win Wisconsin. You know where he got a lot of his votes? He got them in the 3rd Congressional District in that primary. Folks can see through a phony. Folks can see through that you shouldn't take a fully loaded handgun through a checkpoint in an airport. That's against the rules. And if there's an insurrection, If you think you want to go out and listen to a speech, go out and listen to a speech. But you don't go up to the Capitol and go in a restricted area. The rules have got to apply to everybody. And who knows how it turns out, but I want to put a marker down that I was glad to see this Rebecca Cook announced for the position. And as I say, there will be other good candidates, perhaps. But I'm being very taken with her public statements. She's aggressive in a very good way. And she stands up to Van Orden and shows no fear. And I like that very, very much. I looked online to some of the thread of social commentary on the stories. And the Republicans have trolls. They pay some of them. During the gubernatorial campaign in 2018, they paid some of these trolls go to Democratic events and try to disrupt them. But the trolls that I see on the threads with Rebecca Cook aren't doing her any damage at all. It's all this crazy stuff from the Republican Party that, well, we're the party of fiscal integrity. And she's not. Excuse me? Foxconn? Sinking the defense budget? Throwing the country into default? This is not the Republican Party of Reagan and Eisenhower, believe me. And he's not a candidate in that mold, believe me. And she's very, very good. She'd be a good congressman. Going to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Bill?
You were talking about a Republican who ignores the law. They're above the law. Correct me if I'm wrong. All of them, including Trump, took an oath of office. In the oath of office, it states to protect the country from foreign and domestic terrorism. Well, they all broke the oath of office, I would say. I'm not an attorney, but I would say they all broke the oath of office. Is there any reason they can't be charged with that? They took an oath, they broke it, and we do nothing? They walk around, they talk about Hunter Biden getting special attention. Trump's got a bigger rap sheet than any criminal in the country. He's loose. We don't do anything. We don't do anything. They all broke the law, oath of office. They could all, should, if we had a real strong American governor or government like in the days of Eisenhower, which I was fortunate enough to meet with my dad, these guys would all be locked up. But not today. No.
Right,
no, they flaunt the law. They smirk. They laugh in our face. They can't believe that that we're going to try and do anything. How long does America play dead? I'll just leave you with that thought.
That's an excellent call, as always, Bill. I thought a lot of Eisenhower, and I'll tell you, the general that really won the war over in Europe against Hitler, and it was a very fine man, fine president. And you're right, he wouldn't put up with this. And now, here's what it is. I mean, I got to tell you this. There is a reluctance on the part of the Justice Department to criminally charge a congressman. You know, Scott Perry asked for a pardon. They confiscated his cell phone. He was in on it. Mo Brooks and Giuliani and all these guys gave the speeches that egged everybody on. They got all the rank and file. They got the foot soldiers. They didn't get the generals. They didn't get the generals. Now, Van Orden is in Congress, but the rules don't apply to him. It doesn't take a genius to say you shouldn't bring a fully loaded handgun through an aircraft security point. You shouldn't go in a restricted area. Bill, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And it's a reluctance to go after public officials. And I think that's a misplaced reluctance. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for a great show coming up. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn Direct. Sign off for today. See you back same time, same place tomorrow.
This summer. summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.